Baghdad today was the scene of more terrorist attacks. A Spanish diplomat was shot and killed as he left his home. He was described as an Air Force sergeant attached to the Spanish embassy. Spain was one of the countries supporting the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. In another part of the Iraqi capital, a suicide bomber drove a car through the gates of a police station, killing at least 8 people and wounding more than 2 others. 2 dozen others. The series of suicide bombings in Iraq since the U.S. occupied the country are being blamed on Ansar al-Islam, a terrorist organization with ties to al-Qaeda. Despite efforts to wipe out Ansar, including the destruction of an Ansar base during the invasion last April, the terrorists continue their attacks, killing innocent civilians and complicating efforts by the United States to get more international support for its Iraqi operation. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
American soldiers are the main target of Ansar al-Islam, but so are American allies in Iraq. This commemoration service is for Hama Hussein, a top intelligence officer in the Kurdish town of Sulaymaniyah, gunned down 6 weeks ago. This service is packed with Hussein's fellow security officers and his grieving family. Hussein was assassinated by a terrorist cell of Ansar al-Islam, say Kurdish officials. The intelligence chief here said there could be as many as 800 Ansar and al-Qaeda operatives in the Kurdish enclave of northern Iraq. Ansar is a suspect in a number of suicide bombing attacks, including the Jordanian embassy and the UN headquarters in Baghdad. On September 10th, a suicide bomber hit a house in the Kurdish town of Erbil.
6 American casualties. There was one young boy killed and 42 civilians who were hurt.
Lieutenant Colonel Harry Schutz is with a special operations unit based in Erbil. It was the first suicide attack in the Kurdish north.
It could have been a wake-up call that terrorists can strike anywhere. That may very well have been the intent.
Dozens of suspected Ansar operatives have been arrested in recent weeks. Kurdish officials allowed us to interview Fermin Khalid, a 25-year-old university student from Erbil.
Are you a member of Ansar al-Islam?
Yes.
Why?
Because this is my idea, because this is my belief.
Khalid, who has a wispy beard and a wild smile, proudly says he published thousands of copies of an instruction manual on how to make improvised explosive devices for American targets.
The game has not even started yet. You will see. There is a new agreement between all the opposition groups. There will be growing opposition. It is not in my mind. It will truly happen. It is written in Islam.
Kurdish security officials at the jail say Khalid and 2 other young men arrested with him were on a suicide mission. Khalid denies he wanted to blow himself up, but he is sure of his hatred for the Americans and is convinced most Iraqis agree.
When you see a small cat, you like him and play with him. But when that cat grows up and gets sharp claws, he will hurt you. The Iraqi people are finally getting their claws.
The Kurdish jailers shrug as they take Khalid back to his cell. Brainwashed, says the young security guard, but he knows there are others like Khalid still out there. Deborah Amos, NPR News.